Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon's journal, as he reflected back on his life. Solomon had a lot of money, and he had a lot of time, and he had a lot of power, and he tried to find purpose and meaning in pleasure. So let's think about what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 2:1. I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity. At the end of pleasure, or the morning after, there's usually a headache, heartache, or an empty feeling. That's what Solomon concluded. The person who had it all, could buy it all, or could do it all, learned that pleasure came to a screeching halt at the dead end of a street named Vanity. That's what we'll all find sooner or later. So I'm going back several years to an old songwriter named Peggy Lee. Some of you never heard of her. Some of you may be familiar. Let me catch you up. She was an American jazz singer, a songwriter, a composer, an actress. Her career spanned 7 decades. She recorded over 1,100 masters and composed 270 songs. She was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. And in 1969, she won a Grammy for her song titled, Is That All There Is? And let me just read one stanza of the song of how she told a night where she was with her dad at a circus. Listen to the stanza. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I didn't know what it was, but when it was over, I said to myself, is that all a circus is? Is that all there is? Is that really all there is? And then she has these lines at the end of all her stories. If that's all there is, my friends, let's just keep dancing, break out the booze, and have a ball. Many people long for a life to be a circus of sorts, looking for entertainment and pleasure. They may include using their phone to scroll endlessly through YouTube, watching a daredevil drive her bike off a garage roof into a homemade ramp that sends her flying into a swimming pool. Or I checked this one out in doing a little research for this: 100 interesting animal moments caught on camera, and some people are going to look at every one of them. Seeking pleasure may drive you to drink or drugs or sex. It may send you on a shopping spree or to a beach resort or to the seedier corners of the internet. But at some point, pleasure seekers ask themselves, is that all there is to the circus? The bottom line is this: without Jesus, any pursuit to fill an empty soul is futile. With Jesus, healthy endeavors that honor him deliver true joy. Think of the contrast. Empty soul, true joy. The Apostle Paul said it this way: whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Father, help me evaluate the things I do for pleasure and entertainment. Help me determine if or how those things honor you. Empower me by your Spirit to engage in the things that bring honor to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.